Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. It turns out the social networking website MySpace isn't just an online hotspot for teenagers. A new analysis of internet traffic finds that half the people with MySpace profiles are 35 or older. Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. And Bob, is this good news or bad news for MySpace?
Well, I guess it all depends on how you spin it, Madeline. It does raise the question, does this mean that teenagers are turning away from MySpace as more and more older users show up there? Can't those old folks leave a good thing alone, you know? But the firm that put together this analysis points out this shows the appeal of MySpace and these other social networking sites is really far broader than it might have seemed at first, and that could only be good news for News Corp. That's the parent company of Fox, and they bought MySpace last year. These new numbers were put together by the research company Comscore Media Matrix, and they looked at how many people were visiting the site by different age groups. Most commonly, the age group associated with MySpace would be the 18 to 24-year-old age group. Well, by their latest count, they make up just 18% of all visitors to the site. The 12 to 17 age group has fallen from nearly a quarter of all MySpace users to just less than half that, around 12%. And this is where the older adults come in. The over 35 market now makes up just over half of the visitors to MySpace. And that suggests that these social networking sites have already gone mainstream.
So we have a pretty good picture of the demographics, but do we know just how popular these sites like MySpace really are?
Yeah, the analysis figures that MySpace had 56 million U.S. visitors during the month of August. Now, MySpace claims to have 100 million-plus users around the world, but Comscore points out that many of those users probably have multiple profiles. The next biggest social networking site, Facebook, had 15 million users in August. So some of those sites are attracting a lot of eyeballs, and you can sell a lot of advertising that way.
And is it turning out to be profitable for companies like News Corp?
Absolutely. In fact, just yesterday, the founder of MySpace was complaining that shareholders got ripped off when News Corp bought the site for $580 million last year. He says that the executives in charge then knew that the site was well on its way to becoming worth far more, but they rushed the sale. And the founder, Brad Greenspan, claims that the company could really be worth $20 billion. Now, News Corp's Fox Interactive is calling that claim sour grapes. A lot of these new sites, though, are commanding big money. There's word just today from the Wall Street Journal that Google is in talks to buy the popular video trading site YouTube, and that deal could be worth $1.6 billion. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're checking out how some new ways of doing business at the New York Stock Exchange could really change things.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.